views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Dr. Julie Show, all things connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, this is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We have a really special show for you. And as you know, every Tuesday right here on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. Speaking of what's working, imagine people gathering all over the planet in conscious conversation to support one another and expand their awareness. Imagine these groups accessing the power of collective consciousness to solve problems, think outside the box, and co-create new social forms. Imagine a new way of being in relationship that respects each individual voice as an integral part of the collective wisdom. Imagine a resource and a technique that helps people come together, find meaning, expand awareness, and unlimited creativity, where barriers to real, authentic communication are revealed and lose their power to separate us. Imagine bringing life to the scripture where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I. Well, it's real. I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment as you open your mind, connect with your heart, and expand into your greatest potential. Barbara Marks Hubbard said, "The Vistar method is an art form, a co-creative social structure, and a good way to get started with an evolutionary circle." Well, I can't agree more. Dr. Ron and Victoria Friedman are visionaries, pioneers, and teachers in the field of conscious collective communication and co-founders of the Vistar Foundation, dedicated to exploring the power and potential of collective consciousness. Ron, a pathologist, and Victoria, a ceramic artist, developed the evolutionary Vistar method, a structured meeting format for collective awakening, co-creativity, and conscious communication. They have 25 years experience with spiritual group work, and they train Vistar circle teachers. They present the Vistar Method training workshops, and they lead collective awakening circles. Victoria is the author of Spirit Doodling, The Effortless Expression of No Mind, and Ron has just released a new poetry book, Unaccustomed Looking, Insight on the Path. I am so happy to welcome Ron and Victoria here today. Hello, Ron and Victoria.
Hi, Julie. Hi, Julie. Thank you. It's great to be here. Beautiful, beautiful statement of what we're about and what we'd love to talk about and communicate to the audience.
Yeah, thank you, Julie. Thank you for having us here. We're very excited to be in the show and to engage the people that are your friends and just spread the word.
Excellent. Well, you know what? The intro is beautiful because your work in the world is beautiful, and I'm really looking forward to introducing that to our listeners today. But before we get started, we have a little tradition here on the Dr. Julie Show where we like to hear different perspectives on unity consciousness and what is this unified field thing we're talking about. So I'm going to pick on Ron first, but ask you both, can you share with our listeners what all things connected means to you?
Well, it's an emerging scientific fact, but what is so transformatory about it is that it becomes a living reality in our realization more and more. It's a feeling fact, and the more it becomes a feeling fact, the more it opens up a whole different consciousness and conscience in everything that we do and in our social forms. Mm. So for me, it is an ongoing, it's an evolutionary internal process, and watching it work its way out into the world as more and more people realize and feel this connectedness.
Mm. How about you, Victoria?
First of all, I say when I first heard All Things Connected, I just love that. Because, you know, of course, I listen to All Things Considered, you know, in New York on the NPR, our radio station here. It's a great show. It's All Things Considered, and this is the same thing, All Things Connected. And it's almost like, for me, it's like hearing a truth that my mind can't understand exactly. But that all things are connected, not things, but all connection is, and that even though it doesn't appear that it's all the same, it really is. It just doesn't appear that way. And again, I don't think it's anything that my mind can kind of explain or get any kind of a hold on in any way. It's just a sense that there is only one, and that it's all, I mean, talking about universally and beyond, that there is really, I don't know whether to call it consciousness, that's the word we have for it. I don't know whether to call it God. I don't know what I would call it, but it just, everything is completely of the same substance.
Mm.
So I love that title.
Thank you. You know, I love hearing your response, because we have the doctor, medical doctor, scientist here, and the artist here, and both of your responses were both scientific and spiritual and artistic. So thank you for that. So I'm looking forward to having this show, because we have so many amazing things to talk about, and you guys are immersed in this all things connected thing in the world. You're immersed in this collective consciousness and what we call field consciousness. And maybe we can start there, because there are so many words out there and so many different terms. And I think, like Ron said, there's a feeling fact about some of it that, you know, we can define it in a dictionary, but we're using a lot of them interchangeably, and maybe when they shouldn't be interchangeably. So why don't we start with maybe defining and clarifying, what is this? We have collective consciousness, field consciousness, unity consciousness, the unified field. Can you guys help our listeners out and me? Let's clarify that. What are all those things?
I'll give that to Ron. Ron, go.
Hold on. Let me reach for my poetry book. That is a subject that's dealt with. But anyway, I think these are all pointers, and they're pointing to an experience which has to be verified subjectively. It's something that that we absolutely, individually, and as a group, need to experience to know the reality of what we're talking about. These words, as you're pointing out, are really, they're vague. They're vague. They're beginning to become more and more vague, you know, like consciousness and love. It's being thrown all over the place. And there's so many meanings. But it's our internal experience primarily of the field of this connectedness, of this unity consciousness. In the end, it really is verified by my talking to you, my meeting someone, and we both look at each other, and something recognizes itself. And that's what we're talking about. That's what we experience when we sit together in a circle and something happens, and we're connected heart to heart, mind to mind, higher mind to higher mind. That's how we know all these words, what they're all pointing to.
Mm. You know, what I appreciate about that, I really appreciate everything you talked about just now, but really bringing this into a verified objective experience that people can relate to. And when we bring in the connecting higher mind and heart to heart, amazing things can happen. And the most important thing that I would really love to get across, and we probably can't do that before our first break, but you have been working in this field for decades, and this whole field of spiritual exploration and what have you, and in a, from a global perspective on our planet, we've moved from this spiritual yearning, this spiritual seeking, and mostly these out-of-body, unrelated, unconnected to other people experiences. And the thing that's really beautiful about what you're bringing to the planet now is helping people connect in that realm. And I really appreciate that about the work, and really magic happens when we can connect in that realm. So we just have a brief moment before break here, and I want to talk so much more about collective awakening and how we do this in co-creation and using this technique for the collective communication and what have you. So I'm not even going to let you start, because we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, please stay with us. You're going to learn so much about this collective field, how to access it, how we communicate with it, and so much more. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation, and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being, with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintoit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time, on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Thank you.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Krall. Our guests today are Dr. Ron and Victoria Friedman, and we're going to talk about all things consciousness here and the Vistar Foundation and the Vistar Method a little bit and give you an idea of how to access that field consciousness that we're talking about. And Victoria, before we get into this collective awakening and how to use these methods for that, do you want to add anything to this definition of all of these vague things that are happening now? We have collective consciousness, field consciousness, unity consciousness. Do you have anything to add to that?
Well, when you were saying it, I thought, oh my God, I don't know all those words. It seemed very daunting. But then something came to me that I like to think about an analogy, because it has to be an analogy, because we can't really even define these things. And so I was thinking about that whole analogy that you saw about the ocean. And the ocean is, for me, the ocean is the field. The ocean is the field. Collective consciousness, is that all the waves in the ocean? The waves in the ocean, all the waves together form a consciousness that is the ocean, that is the field. Unity consciousness is interesting to think about because, you know, waves can think that they're separate from the ocean, but a wave is never separate from the ocean. That's just our misunderstanding that we are separate because all things are connected. And so that wave is water and is the ocean. It just might appear to be a little different wave, a little bigger wave, smaller wave, a black wave, a green wave, a yellow wave, you know, an intellectual wave, a smart wave, a stupid wave, a female wave, a male wave, but basically it's part of the ocean. And so the unity consciousness is the same thing as field consciousness, because it's not a question of all the waves coming together and trying to find unity consciousness, because once the realization is that the waves are an ocean, there's nothing to find. The only question is the misbelief or the just sort of like being crazy, being insane, thinking I'm a wave separate from the ocean. So sometimes I think when we try to unify together, we say, let's find unity consciousness. It's like waves coming together and saying, hey, let's find the ocean. We got to find that ocean, you know? Where's that ocean? Mm. I was just thinking about analogy, how that could work. I know we could go on for hours about that.
Yeah, well, you know, that analogy is helpful in looking at also kind of what I talked about before the break is, you know, for centuries we really went on this spiritual exploration, literally leaving, being disembodied kind of meditation and spiritual experiences, and we're really learning that we're the waves and sitting in wave, looking at the other waves, saying, hey, we're the ocean. So let's talk about that as this collective awakening and really embodying these new ways of being this unified field, being this consciousness. Help me understand. You guys develop this technique. We're bringing people together, and one of the things that it's really good at is this collective awakening piece.
Yes, and you know, just what we were talking about, you might say that we didn't develop the method. It kind of emerged. We did, you know, kind of become aware of it, and really, Ron being the scientist, inquire into it and watch it, and in that way we developed it and put it together. But it emerged, and what it's like, it's as if collective awakening, it's like all the waves suddenly realizing we're an ocean. It's not we are the ocean. The ocean is we're. That's what happens in collective awakening. So that's actually what happened. The method emerged out of people coming together, and actually that collective awakening was happening, like that lack of separation. When I say that, it's very hard to describe what that feels like. It's a lot. Doesn't mean we're not who we are. Doesn't mean the wave isn't there. It just knows that it's an ocean. The wave is not separate from the ocean. So it wasn't as if everybody disappeared in some mass of nothingness. Not at all. No, waves still come and go. And some are tsunamis and some are little waves. And so but that collective awakening is really, we feel, the real source of the solution to almost everything, because we can get all those waves together to discuss forever how we're going to deal with climate control. But they're dealing it from thinking that they're a separate wave and they have the best idea. So once that awakening happens, a collective awakening in a circle with a group of people, it's just beginning to happen, and it is happening right here, right now, where everyone listening is in that collective awakening. So once that starts happening, the solutions and the whole perspective changes. Who we are changes. So it becomes spontaneously, it begins to co-create and have conscious communication and innovation. Everything flows from that.
And you guys talk about this method just emerged because this is your experience. You have sat in co-creative circles, conscious circles, spiritual collective awakening places and spaces, and this emerged through you. What was your experience like when all of a sudden you recognized the power of this collective consciousness and bringing it through?
Well, we were involved in very intensive work and with groups of people, and we began to see how creative we were, how co-creative we were, and that the way we worked, which to some small degree had been inherited from a previous teaching, how effective it was in bringing people's ideas together as well as bringing ideas to people. In other words, the great traditions, the wisdom traditions, and the way in which we utilized them, presented them, the way people took them in and practiced them, as well as the creative fruitage, really, of working together in the way we did. And so, somewhere a few years down the pike, after we started the Vistar Foundation, you know, we stopped dead in our tracks, and we looked back on our method, the way we were actually working. And we're saying, you know, I think the world would be as interested in the way we were working as much as the actual product, as much as the actual performances that we were doing at that time, theater performances, or the way we had workshops, which were extraordinary, you know, on sailboats or on islands. All of that made us look and say, okay, let's really try to define this organic growth of the way we worked and extract it, see what it's really about. What are the rules? How does it work? And be as interested in that as much as the product of working together.
And you know, the Vistar method is a very clear and simple method, and it was co-created from the field. It just emerged for you guys. So here comes this creation that's greater than what was created from us. Because literally now you guys are training people all over the world. You can use this method not just in spiritual groups, but literally leaders in the movement, in business and industry and organizations, from churches to secular places. Is that right?
Yeah, that is true. That is true. The method itself, largely, I have to be grateful to Barbara Marks Hubbard, who discovered us and discovered it and started to bring it out to her constituencies and went on from there. So the method is content free. So we began to see that the method could be used for by anybody, because what it did is bring people into a more awakened state. Now, we might not be able to say that when it's being used by the Rotary Club or business, but it doesn't matter whether we say it or not, because that's what's happening, because that was the source of it. So the kind of structures, the guide rules, and all the structures in the method facilitate people awakening together. And you asked, so what it's like when people start awakening together? Well, it's great. It's really fun. It's like what we've always wanted. It's like what you always want with a group of people and friends to be together, that vision we have, like we're unconscious when we prayed as children, and you just want to play and be together. So collective awakening with a group of people begin to feel really good together, begin to, even they begin to trust that they can be really naughty and be awful and they will still be loved. because the field is so strong. So you can go through anything with somebody. It's like in the way, in the old-fashioned way, you know, we are gathered here together to, you know, to bless this union. It's a union instead of between two people, between many, you know, two or more. It's the more. So it's really fun to wake up with people. It's social. It's great community. You want to get together. You want to be creative together. No matter what it takes, you come to an impasse and it's awful, but you come back. It's like kids. You come back again. You just can't be away from it. It's really cool.
Yeah, you know, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, there's one thing I would add. I mean, and this is so, so important, and that is it's really a lot of people use the method and find that it immediately helps conversation, contact. But there's something else going on, and that is the process itself, the process of people coming together and being willing to follow a set of rules, guidelines, and being willing to understand that the method itself, the way in which we are practicing forms of communication, of dialogue, of conscious dialogue, is a contribution to the whole. The actual doing it every meeting, and the willingness to follow the structure, the willingness to follow the topic, the willingness to let go of the ego when you don't say exactly what you mean and you're not called upon and so on, it's just on and on. That moment is a contribution to conscious dialogue for humanity. Mm. And when one begins to feel this, it transforms the experience. It really makes every meeting significant, highly significant. So it's the process as well as the product.
I love that. You know, I agree with you from my experiences of sitting in these circles. It accelerates something, and it does make that connectivity just flow with more ease, and amazing things emerge from that. We are going to talk about this so much more. There's some really important pieces of what you're just talking about, of following the topic, letting go of the ego. But there's also what this is doing for humanity and how we are accelerating the shift. So we need to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. When we get back, more with Dr. Ron and Victoria Friedman. Stay with us.
Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have Ron and Victoria Friedman with us from the Vistar Foundation. And Ron and Victoria, before we get going again, I would love for you to give your contact information to our listeners. Where can they find you?
Well, they can certainly go on our website, which is www.vistarfoundation.org. And if you want to email us, you can also go to info@vistarfoundation.org. We're also on Facebook as Vistar Foundation. I'm on Facebook as Victoria Friedman. Ron's on Facebook as Ron Friedman. So any of those venues are really wonderful places to reach us.
Great. So it's VistarFoundation.org. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I started the show by talking about what's working because I really like to bring new innovations and technologies and things that are happening on the cutting edge to our listeners so they can really understand that there's really good things happening in the world at this time of breakdown. And so, you know, there have been circles gathering for millennia. There are so many different group technologies, circle technologies, but there's something special about you guys and what you're bringing to the world. So really, let's turn this conversation into what's happening right now with evolutionary leaders. Why would Barbara Marks Hubbard notice what you're doing and bring it to all of her students? Why now? Why? What makes this special?
Well, first of all, it's a pretty clearly defined structure that can be easily and rapidly applied to improve any gathering, any conversation that's happening in many, many different contexts. So that is one thing. But I think what Barbara felt, and this is my impression of it, she heard, and this is when she was staying with us for a few days, when we started telling her about it, what she heard was the quality of a process, not a method and a process, which very much dovetailed with her feeling about groups, small groups, as a foundation for an emerging, not only emerging form of communication, but an emerging form of society, which will eventually transform society. I think she really picked that up, and she actually described it as almost God-given. So that's what she heard, that's what she felt, and we bring it forward. We know there are so many different ways of group dialogue, but it has been supported by the field and by the people who have used it. In such a way that has encouraged us to move on with it. And the central purpose, really, of the method is to move to the gathering and the dialogue towards a wholeness, a unity conscious. That is the central purpose. If you look at all of the particular guide rules of the method, it's moving towards a new responsibility by the individual to the whole. It's actually built into the method. And that is different than most dialogue techniques. And so I think Barbara heard that and other people have heard that. And it's at the evolutionary edge. That change of responsibility, of consciousness and conscience, is actually built into the Ristar method.
You know, Victoria, maybe you want to speak more on this, but what I'm hearing that I think is essential is that movement toward the whole. We talked about it just briefly in passing in the last segment of really hearing and bringing forward in this collective. It's really a collective conversation that's conscious and accessing that there's the micro and the macro, but there is that movement of that internal micro out toward the collective whole that's so important. And I think that does really distinguish your method in so many different ways. So you want to speak more of that?
Yes, well, in speaking about that, the fact that we have been involved in group work in circles for 25, 30 years, a lot has happened. There are many people right now who are speaking collective consciousness, me to we, many, many things. However, when the, you know, rubber meets the road kind of thing, for example, we're working now with a group of people that are leaders of 10 spiritual organizations, large organizations, and we're co-creating an event with them. Okay? Now, all these leaders could do, I can tell you, they can do a dialogue for I don't know how long, they can speak for how long, 4 hours each, on collective consciousness or on wholeness or on the need to come together as a species. Need to understand each other, everything. I mean, from the world to communities, local organizations, these people have large outreach networks, and they're all experienced, and they all have unbelievable expertise. Now, getting 10 people like that to co-create is a whole different world. That's what I'm finding. I feel like I'm in the Wild West. Because I'm kind of leading that meeting, that circle, using the Vistar method, and I can tell you that, for example, speak space. We talk about speak space. And these people and people who are leaders and all of us have a certain amount that we want to speak. And when we're in a space where there is, let's say there's 2 hours and there's 20 people, everyone has to become aware that they speak for 20 minutes. That's taking a lot of speak space. And so the idea that less is more is unbelievable, Julie. I cannot tell you what we have to do to keep people not over-talking. So when we talk about collective consciousness of becoming the ocean, there is a surrender. And I'm not saying that everyone has the exact amount of speak space, just one thing that we have found. But where that comes from, where is our consciousness when we are leaders and we need to say what we need to say, and it's so important. It's more important than what other people have to say, and it's more important than having everybody have a voice. And believe me, nobody is even aware of this. For example, in the Vistar method, there is the idea that you need to raise your hand and the leader, and leadership is rotatable, to contribute. Because if we are in a meeting co-creating with 15 people, and interruption, people, you know, in the Birth 2012 culture, everyone says I'm complete and people wait, and that's fine, but we're not always in the Birth 2012 culture out there. No, and there are people dominate conversations and it's just their way, and they actually almost can't help it, and they're very brilliant. So all of this comes into play in terms of co-creation and our, if we're coming together, and people having support cliques like coming in. Organizations that come in and have an alliance with another organization and bring them in and want more play for them. So all this is going on. And I want to say that that's the good news. I want to say that. I'm not speaking about curtailing that. So one of the big principles of co-creating 4.0 maybe is how do we utilize the creative energy of opinions, of expertise, of experience. How do we go to alignment beyond agreement? Because it's not about agreement. If we find agreement, we will agree, and then we will disagree. So it's a much bigger, bigger field. And these people have a true desire to work together. They don't have to. They're already accomplished on their own. But they want to come together. So leadership in that, leading a field like that and making sure that the ego has satisfaction with transcending and including the ego and including all that energy, and the breakdown is really the breakout. So I just want to say, what, Seth, have to say something about that, because I'm very excited about working with these people and coming through that creative tension. That it's just, it's a whole different way, and things are being emerging, and, you know, the actual product is, I don't know, it's either going to explode or it's going to be contained or something. But just being out there, it's very exciting.
Yeah, there is so much exciting things happening, and what this is doing is really bringing greater connectivity with these leaders together, because they're really, this method, there is no one leader. It is bringing the pieces of the whole together, which is so beautiful. And then really the surprises that come through. I'd love to talk about any of the surprises you guys know of that have, you know, examples that have come through these group experiences, and then talk more about what you're doing right now, because it's exciting that you're bringing these visionary leaders together, but you're doing so much more than that too. And I want to hear more. We need to take a quick break. I want to remind our listeners, they can find you at VistarFoundation.org. That's VISTAR, VistarFoundation.org. We're here with Dr. Ron and Victoria Friedman. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called the turning point. In our world, that time is right now.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. We've been talking with Dr. Ron and Victoria Friedman with the Vistar Foundation. You can find them at www.vistarfoundation.org. And please visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com, for all the information on upcoming shows, and there you can also find all the archives for past shows. Also, you could sign up for our newsletter right there and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie, where we try to continue this conversation. So we have been talking about so many beautiful things related to this method that you have, Ron and Victoria. And one of the things that occurs to me before we close the show, I know you're doing amazing things right now. You've got trainings going on. You're starting groups. You're doing so much. So just give us a brief update before we close out the show. What are you guys working on right now?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because we want to invite the people who are listening, if they would like to, right now, it is right now, in the sense that tonight we have a, by invitation only, a collective awakening circle, because we finished a training of the Vistron method. That's one thing. The method is content-free and can be used, and people can learn it to do many things with it. And practitioners and coaches, they can use it to run circles on their content. But tonight, we are going to be launching in September a collective awakening circle that we've done face-to-face for years and years and years, going to be trying to do this online. And we invited people who know the Vistron method to come on, and we're trying them out. We're doing like a startup tryout circles that go on for an hour and a half. And they're by invitation only, because they're really, we want feedback from people. And most of the people on them, it's not a large group, are people who know the method. So we haven't put it out there for people who don't know. But we just thought, being on the show here with you today, it seems so serendipitous that perhaps if anyone listening would like to be on that call tonight, it's a free call. The way you would get on it is you'd email us at info@vistrafoundation.org. Just email me, Victoria. Then I would send you a link, and you could register at some Maestro conference call. It's free, and it's an hour and a half. It's 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. And we'll be using the method. We're not teaching the method. You'll have to just jump in if you don't know it. But the whole circle, everybody contributes in the circle, and we're going to, the topic is called the three forces and they're
in your life.
The three forces in your life. It's from the Gurdjieff work.
So what we're doing, I mean, what the show is about is really taking central teachings from contemporary and traditional wisdom traditions and bringing them together in order to deal with evolutionary topics. And what we want to do, what we were so practiced in, is the application of these ideas. And when you bring together different ideas focusing on the same topic, people can take it in different ways, because there's some people that hear a principle or a teaching one way, present the same thing from another teaching, that someone else can hear it and take it in a different way, that they could not take in a different form of the teaching. And so it is really shining many lights, many wavelengths on the same topic, together at one time, and sharing our experience. So this is truly moving towards a collective awakening using the Vistar method.
That's a beautiful method, and really we are all a different piece of that whole, and getting all those perspectives together in one conversation is really, you're right, an awakening experience. That's nice. You know, transcending separation, that's kind of the work that you do, summarized in just this brief few words, is really you are transcending separation by bringing the ocean together to hear itself. So I love that. You guys are teaching. You are, I heard some moans and groans. You must have liked what I said. You're teaching. You're grouping, you're facilitating, you're doing so many things. But you, if people are interested in the method, they can contact you. You're doing it, you're teaching online, but you will go out to their place of business or wherever they're at and host and teach the group the method that way too. Is that right?
The method and the process, absolutely.
Yeah, and we have gone and done workshops with people with their groups that they put together, and we're not doing another training right now, but we are putting a product together from the training we just did, so people can get an at-home study guide. It's very reasonable, and it'll have all the audio recordings, and it will have all the, you know, the content and PDFs, so you could just do that on your own, whatever, when it suits you, and you could listen to the whole method and apply it any way you want. You'll have all the information. And as I said, our next step is kind of do this collective awakening circle online. And, you know, if you're in the Northeast area, we're doing a very big event that I just mentioned at Wainwright House. So even if you're not in the Northeast area, if you want to come to New York and Westchester, we're doing a big event on July 20th at Wainwright House. It's the oldest spiritual center in the United States, and it'll feature 10 visionary leaders from New York, and it's totally co-creative. Everybody will be, it's in circles, and everybody will be together with music and toning, and it's an experimental form. Actually, it's a theatrical form that we'll be doing. And September 21st, we'll also be doing another big event at Wainwright. So that's kind of the plan.
Nice. You guys are busy. You know, I just had someone ask on Facebook how to learn more about accessing the field, and there's one good example of looking at your online course that they can take on their own, but also tuning into some of these activities that are going. Okay, we are quickly coming to the close of our hour, and I would love for both of you to respond to this if you can. If you had the ability to do a brief commercial for the future and your vision of the future to inspire people, what would that commercial say?
Come join us in developing the next stage of conscious evolution, the next cellular element in the body of consciousness, which is not the individual, but the individual in a group. That is a new cell which will come together in organs, in a new body of consciousness, which we can really only envision. It's so magnificent to approach consciousness and to realize that every time we get together and do this kind of work, we are building that body of consciousness.
Thanks, Ron. That is really precious coming from a pathologist. Victoria, we just have a brief moment. I love that. Victoria, we got a brief moment. I want to hear from you.
Okay, calling all those who want to be pioneers in taking this species and evolving it to whatever potential there is beyond itself even. And we need those pioneers because they're the ones who always do that, who always lead the way and make it safe for others. And we're those pioneers, and anybody out there who's a pioneer, please join us, and we will have an incredible adventure.
Oh, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
I love you too.
Oh, I could just talk to you for hours and hours. Thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I can feel a kindred soul and so much resonance with you and the audience, the silent audience.
Oh, yes, yes, thank you. So I just want to remind our listeners, you can find Ron and Victoria at thestarfoundation.org, and stay tuned every Tuesday right here, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. So make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Tune in.
to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called the turning point in our world. That time is right now.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called the turning point in our world. That time is right now.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.